صلاه كاف، نويت الخلوه، نويت العزله، نويت الرياضه، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. As I said in previous session, that always we have to go back to the lecture that we said before, because they are continuation of each other. So now what we have given like 6 lectures already, that they follow each other now from Grand Sheikh's notes. As we said before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ummah, nation, that already he forgave them. When he created them, he has forgiven them. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not mature. Maturity only for awliya Allah and higher sahaba and higher prophets. Maturity for us, still we are like children. And children, how are they are going to be judged? If you take a child to a court, they say, how old are you? I'm 14, 15. What they say? Go home. Even if he did anything, any kind of forbiddance. If he's adult, what age is adult? 18, they take him in. So awliya Allah, they are the adults. Sahaba are the adults. Prophets and messengers are the adults. We are still under maturity, under the age of maturity. So when Allah created the souls, in the day of promises, when he said, am I not your Lord? We said, yes. Allah, with his knowledge, knows that we are not going to be mature. Because anyone make a sin, he's not mature. How you can make a sin if you are mature? How you can do something that people cannot accept if you are mature? How you can do something when you said in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of promises, you are my Lord, Ya Rabbi, I'm accepting you, I'm as my creator, I'm accepting you as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm accepting your prophets. How you are going to make sin after that? You cannot. That's why awliya Allah, from that time Allah knows that they are going to be mature. Those are going to be questioned. You are not going to be questioned. Why are going to be questioned? Your sheikh is going to be questioned. Marana Sheikh Nazim is going to be questioned, not us. Why we accepted took his hand to make bay'ah? Ya Sayyidi, responsibility on you, we have no power. We are weak servants. And Maulana, what he will say? Ya Sayyidi, Ya Rasulullah, how can be a question? I'm weak servant. You are the seals of messengers. You are the one that you want for Isra and Mi'raj. These are my honorable, heedless student. I am bringing them to you. Why sheep in the flock? The shepherd is in front, the sheep are behind. Isn't that? And when they graze too much, what they do?
Huh? They get fat.
Other than fat.
They discharge.
They discharge. the shepherd, what we had said, even they collect their discharge and put it for trees to grow up, or organic. Shepherd will not say to them anything, because he knows they are not mature. We are like that. Any movement we are moving, we are discharging sins. Awliya Allah are like shepherds. They are not discharging anything. They are responsible for the sheep behind them. So what they do, they clean them, they bring them back in the evening clean. They clean them and bring them to the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we die, what will happen? When we die, we are sent to grave. But in these seven breaths that people are looking at us, and one person is dying and giving out his breath, he's not taking in anything. In these seven breaths, how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stretched the time there? From zero, he will stretch it to 137 years. Awliya Allah, they can see their student, how much their lives are being stretched. An example that happened in front of my eyes one time in 1971, it was Sha'ban, and usually in these 3 months, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah give him long life, comes and goes to Cyprus to be with his people there for the 3 months. And one day in Sha'ban, he called us, he said, I'm at the airport, come and pick me up. Strange, he never comes in Sha'ban. We went to airport, we picked him up. On the way back home, he said, your father tonight is going to die. I have been sent by Prophet and Grand Sheikh to bury him. Strange, huh? It's not strange? لَا يُطْلِعُ عَلَى حُكْمِهِ أَحَدٌ. He doesn't, Allah doesn't show anyone on his will or his decisions or his judgment. Allah said in Holy Quran. But إِلَّا مَنِ ارْتَضَى مِنْ الرَّسُولِ, except whom he likes from messengers. Allah gives them whatever he likes. Prophets and giving, and grandchildren giving, saying, oh, your father is going to die. Grand Sheikh at that time was alive, was between us. Grand Sheikh didn't say, it was Grand Sheikh in Damascus, we are in Beirut, Maulana in Cyprus. So Maulana Sheikh Nazim coming from Cyprus, and how he knew? Allah gives those who are mature secrets. Children, what you are going to give them from secrets? Nothing. They're going to expose it. They don't appreciate. So we don't appreciate anything. So since we don't appreciate, we don't know anything, they cannot give us something in hands. So what you are going to be responsible for? For nothing, because they didn't give you anything. They know if they give you a trust, you are going to lose that trust. So they don't give you. They give it to your sheikh, to your guide. He's responsible. So in our hands is nothing. So on what we are going to be judged? When student of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani died, Ankar wa Nakir, they came to the grave, the two angels, asking him questions. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, Ghawth al-A'zam, they came to the grave, they said to that deceased, "Who is your Lord? Mar Rabbuk?" Sheikh Mustafa, who is your Lord? Mar Rabbuk? What you have to answer? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Antar, Mar Rabbuk? Allah. They asked him, "Mar Rabbuk?" Abu Qadir Jilani. "Man Nabiyuk?" Abu Qadir Jilani. "Kitabuk?" Abdul Qadir Jilani. "Your book?" Abdul Qadir Jilani. "Your prophet?" Abdul Qadir Jilani. Oh, that has to go to hellfire. Taking him to go to hellfire, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani appeared. He said, "Why you are taking him to hellfire?" He said, when you ask him, "Mar Rabbuk?" He said, "Abdul Qadir Jilani." "Who is your prophet?" "Abdul Qadir Jilani." "Who is your book?" "What is your book?" "Abdul Qadir Jilani." "Come and ask me. I will answer." He sent the ball to me. "Come and ask me." He said, if you grind him, he's going to say anything of his blood, his body, everything in his body is going to say, "Abdul Qadir Jilani." He's finished. He's my student. Why they come to me, you think? They come to me because I'm going to grind them into pieces to make them to know that their lives is connected with Abu Qadir Jilani, Abu Qadir Jilani connected to Prophet, Prophet connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have nothing to touch them, to touch him. You go back. He's my student. And they heard Allah, a voice coming, say, send him to paradise. Because he has a lawyer, strong lawyer, to pull him back. So, awliya Allah, they are responsible. Especially when you do your best for your guide, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send from His generosity the best for you. So Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, ordered Mawlana Sheikh Nazim to come from Cyprus because of what we have done, and my father did, and my family did, to Grand Sheikh and Mawlana Sheikh Nazim. It's a paying back. Go and bury him. But to us, we are heedless. My father is okay. So Mawlana said, no. 7 o'clock, he's going to die. I repeated that story, but I want to take one example out of it. So he said to call the family and so on. We called them. And 15 to 7, something like that, Mawlana Sheikh Nazim came from the second floor to the upper floor. Entered, sit beside my father. My father at that time was feeling pain in his chest. We put him in the bed. It's like heart attack. Mawlana Sheikh Nazim began to recite Yasin. As soon as he finished Yasin, my father finished, died. Our family, most of them are doctors. They check, it's finished. He's lying down. And we want to move. My mother is crying and so on. And Mawlana Sheikh said, cover your head, all of you, before the ladies especially. And the rest sit well. presence of Grand Sheikh and Prophet is coming. I was at that time 25, 26. So everyone was very carefully sitting. At that moment, how you know that presence of Prophet and Grand Sheikh? You cannot see it, they see. But you feel. Because with their power we were able to feel. And what happened at that moment? My father said, was from lying, he was sitting. One minute, but closed his eyes. Not 1 minute, yani even 10, 15 seconds. He sit back, and everyone was afraid. That person is sitting, he's going to eat everyone. So, everyone was afraid, but we knew that Maulana Sheikh said presence of Grand Sheikh and presence of Prophet is appearing because of the service that he did. So he sat sitting for 10, 15 minutes, 6 seconds and go back. And Maulana Sheikh Nazim, he said when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was coming and Grand Sheikh was coming, respect, he was sitting. Yeah. How? This is after death, and there were a lot of doctors that they checked. How that happened? How much that time was there? That for him, how much that time was stretched for the appearance of Prophet and Grand Sheikh to come, and he is sitting there. What was the, you say, discourse?
What was the conversation?
Conversation, or what took place there? How long it took? That's why for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, time is nothing. He stretched one day in Holy Quran to 1,000 years, and he stretched one day in the same and different surah 50,000 years. Not sure. إن يوما عند ربك كألف سنة مما تعدون يوم تعرج إليه ملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 years. فاصبر صبرا جميلا.
That in that verse, angels and ruh ascend in one day. But it is 50,000 years. And the other, one day is 1,000 years. So give it the difference. How much was this time for that he sat and he goes back? Might be 100 years, 10 years, 1 year, Allah knows. So when someone died, don't think that he is... like what we are out from outside, we are looking someone dead. Don't think it is finished. No, there is time. The time there is finished. Is become no time zone. Is everything open up? So when we die, they take us to the grave. We go back to our story, to our sahaba. They take us to the grave, all our body is dissolved, disintegrate. Only one small bone, the coccyx, doesn't disappear. It's still there, a small bone. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wants to create back creation for the resurrection day, for the day of everyone to be appearing in Allah's presence, Allah will rain shower that goes up 70 yards, 70 meters. above the whole earth for 40 days. 40 days. Everyone still in underground. And the rain is covering the whole earth from all sides. High 70 yards. Means earth will be underwater. That hadith of Prophet. So the earth become underwater, you cannot see earth anymore. You only what you see, because the earth is not flat. So the rain is not going to be on top and on the other side there is no rain. No, it's round. So any place to look to you, it looks flat, but it in reality is round. So the whole earth will be covered with rain. Rain of sperm that connect with that, every sperm connect with its bone, with its coccyx. And every sperm knows where its bone that has to connect with. How that does? How that drop of water, that drop of sperm, that drop of water, knows which bone is related to it, its partner, to go in it. How it knows? Huh? Look, 70 yard of water, which drop inside this, look, can you count the drops here? No, cannot. But it consists of drops, this water. One drop, every drop knows where it has to go, which coccyx. The name will be written on the coccyx, the name of the drop will be written also on the drop, and they connect. Allah leave them 40 days until they come back to a new body. Because that old body is gone. That is the wisdom of going the body, or else the body will be staying till day of judgment. Till day of judgment the body will stay, and when Allah wants them to come back, they come back. But it's not. Allah making you to come back from nobody to a body, to a new body, means that new body is clean. There is nothing on it. There is no sin on that body. That body did not commit anything. Did not do any forbidden. It's a new one coming up. For 40 days, until Allah ordered Israfil alayhi salam to blow the trumpet with the heavenly breath, with lordly breath that Allah gave to Israfil, blowing the trumpet, and every soul from that breath goes inside that sperm and coccyx, that body. How they know each other? Every soul to which body it has to go, underground, to come back alive. It's a new body that did not commit sin, it's same shape, and the soul that is clean, come back. So where is the sin? There are no sins. That's why I gave you Ummah Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before I send them to dunya, I forgive them. They are pure. When you die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take your dress that you have dressed your body with these forbiddens, take away this dress of forbidden, throw it, shred it, doesn't appear anymore, and send you a new body that has no kufr in it, there is no sin on it, there is no forbidden on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create back a human being with his power, with his kudra. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before, when he ordered Israfil alayhi salam to blow in the trumpet, he blow in the trumpet and Allah keep everyone underground for 40 days. Keep them under. And he called on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he sent 7 angels to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, Israel, Sayyidina Ridwan, Sayyidina Malik, and the angels of death. Two of them, but they considered one. Seven. Send them to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Jibreel, Mikael. Sayyidina Jibreel is the revelation. Sayyidina Mikael for rain. Sayyidina Israfil with the trumpet, with the book. Sayyidina Azrael, angel of death. Sayyidina Malik is angel for hell. Sayyidina Ridwan is angel for paradise. And Ankar wa Nakir. He sent them, they reached the Prophet and Jibreel was first and said, Ya Rasulallah, Allah is calling you. He said, oh, what about my ummah? First word, I'm not worried about myself, my ummah. Did Allah call them and judge them? No, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah kept them now. 40 days and they are underground. Yeah, as he is calling you to his presence. You are the first one to be called. He went into sajda saying, Ya Rabbi Shukran, that you did not call upon my ummah or else they are going to be finished. And as when Prophet ﷺ come in the presence of Allah, Ya Muhammad, I judged of them already, I finished. Ya Rabbi, where they are going to go? You gave your judgment. Oh, don't worry. I judged them already. Look, when I created them, it's finished. Now it's your turn, take them wherever you want. I'm giving you shafa'ah. When Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take everyone, and we explained that many times, under his shafa'ah. And when he say, I judge them, he doesn't need to say, I judge them with kun fayakun. He said, Awliya Allah, if you say in their presence, Allah has power to say kun fayakun, you are humiliating the greatness of your Lord. You cannot say even, Allah has power to say kun fayakun. Although we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says kun fayakun. He said, you are humiliating. He doesn't need to say kun fayakun. He doesn't need even to say kun. Before he says kun fayakun, before he says that, everything will happen as he wishes. Without mentioning that word. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, call him to Sham. From Medina, because Allah's presence, Allah will descend His Arsh over Sham, is in the where the family of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alayhi wasallam, they are buried in Damascus, in Sham, there between the Ahlul Bayt, they are being buried there. The Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come there. He said, call his prophet there to Sham. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and awliya Allah, they say that Prophet said, awwaluhu Sham wa akhiruhu Sham. The beginning is Sham and the ending of is Sham. So, tuba liman kana lahu marqad hamza fi Sham. good tidings for someone that he owns a small place for even a goat in Sham. That's when he was saying the Suhwa, he ordered me and Sheikh Adnan to go and buy a grave in Damascus. And he said, buy the grave and put your name there. And you can go now to Damascus and see in that cemetery called Nabiullah Zulkifl, Prophet Sayyidina Zulkifl Cemetery. He's buried there, one of the prophets. We have two graves. There were four, one Grand Sheikh, one Mawlana Sheikh Nazim. Then we bought one and one. And you see my name and my brother's name. Huna Yarkud, Hisham al-Kabbash. Huna Yarkud. Here, Yarkud lay down Hisham al-Kabbani. And the other one, Huna, is here, is laying down Adnan al-Kabbani. 1971. We are already there. So he said that there is a light appeared to Grand Sheikh up from the earth 7 feet. That light is always there over Sham. And inshallah we'll continue that next time about the importance of that light. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقُ وَحَرْمَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ